All right. Good morning to y'all. It is 89.5 FM KOPN Columbia. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going in first Friday fashion here with one from our featured guest today. This is Andrew Ryan. Okay, that's what I like to do on Friday mornings. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, and you're listening to it here, KOPN Columbia, Friday, June the 7th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands and feature live performances in the studio, do a weekly rundown of music events, stuff like that. My name is Mike Hagan. Glad to be with you this morning, and I'm glad you're here with me. Lovely morning, actually. It looks like a pretty nice weekend. For the first time in a while, going to stay dry, it looks like. It's also first Friday here in Columbia, so lots going on. Get out there and enjoy it. I'm very excited about the show this morning. Super psyched to have with me in the studio Mr. Andrew Ryan. We also have a buddy of his named Jason Ray with us. We'll talk with him and play some songs and have some fun like we do every Friday. We'll also look around town, see what's happening tonight and tomorrow. It's first Friday, so lots to do today and tonight for sure. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are open. Love to say hello. You're welcome to come on down here and say hello to me and the guys. All right, lots of fun on the program last week. We had Josh and Bree and Zach and Preston here from Among the Mountains. Excellent bluegrass music, really great instrumental stuff, and a beautiful vocal, wonderful vocal. So anyway, if you missed the program, you can find that on the web. Just go to my site at Mike Hagan, M-I-K-E-H-A-G-A-N, MikeHagan.com, and click on the link that says Open Mic Radio, and that'll take you to all of the previous programs, and you can download them and listen to them or whatever. And I'm just about ready to launch that podcast, too, so you won't even have to go look for them. They'll automatically show up in your little player or whatever. So, all right, this morning, once again, my guest in the studio is a young man named Andrew Ryan. I ran across Andrew last year somehow. I forget exactly how. Maybe you remember the story. But anyway, he's a great talent, and I'm thrilled to have him here with me today. He's going to share some of his songs with all of us. And I think we'll have him play another one for us here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit and find out a little bit more about Andrew. So we'll have you play one more. What do you got for us, Andrew?
This is called Lake Effect.
All right. Once again, Andrew Ryan. You're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio.
People I need,
Especially, especially.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Wonderful song. All right. Great stuff. Okay, let's say hello to Andrew Ryan. And once again, you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. How you doing, Andrew?
Hey, great. Thanks for having us.
I sure appreciate you coming down.
Yeah.
Early mornings on Fridays aren't always the most appropriate for musicians, but yeah. We tend to drag them in here, it seems like. So.
Low traffic.
For yeah, sure. For sure. Well, and coming from St. Louis, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's do a little background about you. Where are you from originally? Okay. Are you from St. Louis?
I grew up in a small town in southeast Missouri called Deloge. It's an old lead mining town. And that's where Jason's from, too, actually.
Yeah, next door, Bonterre.
Yeah.
All right.
Very depleted, economically depressed place, you know. But, you know, it's home. Lead mines. So everyone's kind of crazy there from all the lead exposure in the water and the yard.
Like legit, right?
Yeah, that's the lead belt.
And, like, yeah. And like, there's like what, 4 or 5 towns, and they all had these chat dumps where, like, they would, from digging in the mines for so many years, and they would just pile it in a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
And 40 years of it, the wind would blow.
Right.
And it's, like, in everyone's yard. But, like, when it would snow, we would climb them when I was a kid, when they were, like, much higher, and, like, sled down them. Awesome. Or me and my friends would climb up them in the summer with, like, beers in our pockets. And it was, like, an hour climb to get up this, like, I don't know, how tall you think the one in...
Oh, I don't know, man.
It was very tall.
Tall.
Several buildings. And
right.
You'd be, like, out of breath, trying to drink.
Sounds like a lot of fun sliding down there.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I didn't know how dangerous it was.
Right, you never know when you're a kid.
But, yeah.
It's amazing we're all still alive.
Yeah.
All yeah. Right, what about music? You have family influences? How'd you get into music initially?
Yeah, well, I played like baseball my life and sports. I have an older brother. He's like a year and a half older. And for Christmas one year, he was going to get a guitar. And I'm like, oh, cool, man. Me too. And he's like, no, you can't do that. You know, you can't get the same instrument. So I got a drum set and played drums in bands for a very long time. That's how I originally met Jason. We played in a band together like in 2011, 2010.
Yeah, something like that. Band. I think we started. Yeah.
And but I played in bands, and then I went to the school for recording in Phoenix, 2004, the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences. And
cool.
Lived in Phoenix for like a year, and then finished the school. I moved to Chicago, and I got an internship at Electrical Audio, this well-known producer, and was doing all the gear stuff, the recording and mixing stuff, and then I just like went backwards, and now I'm like writing songs and playing guitar.
There's so much more money in music, right? Like in playing rather than
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not.
Yeah, record sales are at peak right now.
Yeah. So
well,
so it's kind of a weird backwards thing. But.
All right. So the first couple songs you played were from. Yeah. I think it was your first full-length record. It was released last year, right? It's called The Cross Currents.
Right, right.
And we heard Caladiums was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, great song. That's what we opened the show with. And then the last one was called Lake Effect.
Lake Effect, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, so prior to that record being recorded, you were primarily an engineer and a producer, I guess.
Yeah, I was recording other bands and mixing their songs and all that stuff.
In St. Know. Louis?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Do you have a studio there, or were you...
I did have one in Tower Grove South. I had this old electric substation building. Where
cool.
I lived in and also like recorded in. But I also did some work in construction for a while to afford all those nice things. So I was traveling a lot for that. And on my off time, I'd have like the summers off and most of the winter to do that stuff. So it was a big dichotomy of like working with all these ex-cons and from, you know, in the construction world,
right.
Which I had a great time doing now that it's not doing it anymore, but and then coming back and then recording someone singing a love song is like so weird, you know.
It's awesome though.
Yeah.
Right. As a side note, for some of the people who may be listening who watch Instagram will remember there was a post that you put up, Andrew, I don't know, a while back, and it was a shot from you up on top of a large crane or something.
Oh yeah.
And you actually wrote a pretty interesting little story about it and what it was like. And I reposted that for a bunch of people. I can't believe how
did?
Many people commented on that. But
that.
Yeah, that was crazy. How high up were you when you took that photo?
Oh, I don't even know.
Way up.
150 feet. Like it wasn't crazy, but I mean, I helped like put together the stand that thing was on too, like at the beginning. So, and it was terrible. Yeah. It's awful.
Crazy. Anyway, everybody should work in construction or do some trade for a while just to get a feel for what it's like out there. No doubt. No doubt about it. All right. So what about other people in like the St. Louis area? Who you've been working with? Like when you were doing producing and engineering, were you working with anybody we might know?
Oh, like bands, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we know the scene here in Columbia pretty well.
All right. Well,
you know, we get out
guy.
To St. Louis, and I know Ina Cook and the Holiday guys, but that's about it.
Yeah. I've met Al a few times. Yeah. I stole him an old tape machine I have, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's a guy, a friend of mine, Casey Reeves, made an EP like 4 or 5 years ago, and he used to live in Columbia. Really good stuff. And it was like some of the guys from, I think, Bone Locomotive. It was like Casey Reeves and the New Locomotive. There's a lot going on in St. Louis. A lot of cool little groups of bands and doing their certain styles. And
where did you record Across Currents?
At my home studio.
At your studio.
Substation, yeah. Right. Yeah, and upstairs is like this little vocal booth with this big window I had installed, which was ridiculous. But I would, hit record with the click, run down the staircase, sit down, throw the headphones on, and play like the drums to the click track. It's like a scratch track. I'd be up and down, like 20 steps all the time. And it was crazy. I made a new record. I did the same thing before I sold that place. And I had had this backing band that was playing with me. And then, for life reasons, like Marie, the girl that played guitar and sang, she moved to D.C. to live with her boyfriend for a job. And my drummer went on night shift to a different location. So I just kind of like... happens. But I had Oren, the drummer's name, he played drums on the new stuff. And then I went down to Nashville to my buddy's place, who I went to school with. Mm-hmm. Adam, and cool. We just re-recorded everything, and it sounds just way better.
Fantastic. So you recently recorded in Nashville?
Yeah.
And that's the new record that you're talking about. When is that going to be released?
Sometime later this year.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. And let's see, how old is Across Currents? That was September of last
September
year?
September 17.
So 17, all
almost
right.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Man, time flies. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you mentioned a band. What did you call them? The Travelers? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they kind of gave themselves that title.
And that was the band that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You've been doing quite a bit of touring. Have you been playing primarily solo shows, or has Jason been running around with you as well?
He's been with me the last couple weeks. But yeah, I do a lot of solo stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Whatever I can get. We had a show in Kansas City a summer or two ago, and the bassist couldn't make it, and Marie, the guitarist, was going to a wedding, so I had, like, my drummer and another friend on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
He's let me hop on with him a few times now.
Right. Yeah.
A couple summers ago. And
yeah,
this
he's
going to
be with me the rest of the month.
Probably the rest of the next few months.
Awesome. All right. Well, and speaking of shows, you guys have one this evening then. Andrew, you're playing at Fretboard Coffee House, I think, at about 6 o'clock tonight,
Yeah,
right?
We're doing the first early set at Fretboard,
Well, that'll be fun. There's a lot of stuff going on tonight. The first Friday of every month here, they call it First Friday, and they're very clever with their name choice. But at any rate...
And isn't it like the 10th year of First Friday? Or maybe Fretboard?
Not Fretboard, for sure.
Maybe First Friday?
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, I read that. I was going to try to remember.
Yeah, I wouldn't that. But it's a lot of fun, though, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of music, and that's a real neat part
of
town.
It's just up the street.
Yeah, it's really cool down there, you'll get a good turnout, too. There'll be some folks down there. So, also, got to say... shout out to my friends from the Waste Management Gang. They come down here every Friday and make a whole bunch of racket. And
do some thunder.
Yeah, they become part of the program. I keep saying that one of these days I'm going to run out there and drag them in here and say, I got to get you guys on the air and find out who
bring
we
the guy
are.
In with the slow stop sign.
Yeah, right? I hope they listen to the show. Anyway, okay, so I got some more questions, but let's play another song. How about that?
Okay, cool.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My guests are Andrew Ryan and Jason here. Andrew can be found on the web at www.andrewryan.net, and you can find him on most of social media and stuff like that, but I'll let him give you contact information toward the end of the program here. And before then, we're going to hear a few more songs, starting with whatever they've got for us here. What are you going to play, Andrew?
Yeah, this is a newer song that's going to be on the new album. It's more of an electric guitar song. It's called Directions.
All right, here we go.
Just in case you noticed, and I'm never around, and I'm just trying to focus the cards you keep to yourself. And there's something about it that I just can't shake. Maybe the accolades of time will begin to wake, waking my heart, waking my heart. And I don't need you to tell me what it's like not to be in love anymore. You know the directions may change, but the feelings don't. All of this noise ringing in my head, and those sounds from the clock echo and shock, spin around my bed. And there's something about it that I just can't shake. Maybe the accolades of time will begin to wake, awaken my heart, waking my heart. And I don't need you to tell me what it's like not to be in love anymore. You know the directions may change, but the feelings don't.
Tell everybody I get my own Friday morning concerts, these little personal concerts. I just love it. It's the biggest bonus for doing this radio program. Thank you very much. Great song, you guys.
Thank you, man.
That's a new one, huh?
Yeah, brand new one.
Is that something that's going to be on your upcoming recording?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. All right, yeah, Andrew Ryan in the studio with me this morning. Mm-hmm. Great stuff from Andrew, and he's going to be performing tonight along with Jason Ray here at Fretboard Coffee. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's First Friday. A lot of fun stuff happening this evening and this afternoon and tonight. So get on down there if you got nothing better. I'll be down there, and you can run into me, and maybe we'll say hello and have a beer or something, all right? All right, now I would like to switch gears for a minute because I have my main man on the street, troubadour, drummer, the Grassmaster himself, Justin Hickerson, on the telephone with me. How you doing there, Justin?
Hi there. We'd like the 920 special. Do you deliver to the north side of town?
Godfather's Pizza. Can I help you?
Oh, crap. Hold on. This is Mike, isn't it?
How you doing, brother?
Not too bad. We're just loading up a water tank here at the moment.
A water
tank?
That
was a beautiful song.
Yeah, these guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, you can hear me.
Yeah.
But, man.
A water tank? What are you talking about?
Oh, I've got to go spray some stuff this afternoon.
Yeah.
So we're loading up a water tank.
What, to put out the fire? What are you going to spray?
Oh, we got a going out to this property, and they've got a whole lot of rock beds.
Mm.
And we're spraying a eco-friendly chemical to keep broadleaf weeds from popping up in these rock beds.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. I hope you're successful.
fun stuff. The thing that I'm not doing this afternoon is mowing grass. And I'm so excited about it.
That's the first Friday in a long time that you haven't been mowing grass. I know that much.
That is true. And the big tree is underwater right now.
You know, I saw some photos yesterday of McBain and, you know, a lot of that stuff down by the river, certainly Roachport and Cooper's and all that stuff. Man, it's underwater. As long as I've lived here, I've never seen it this deep.
I've never seen it like this either. Certainly down Route K last weekend, a week ago, last Friday, there in the early evening, I drove down into Roachport. I wanted to see all the sandbags and see if they were still doing it, if I needed to help or anything.
Right.
And then took the back way down Route K, drove by Catfish Katie's, and just kind of wanted to see the extent of the things. And even then, I could get down around the big tree, but just beyond that, right before you got into kind of the city limits of Columbia, it was already closed. There was already water over there. And now it's all, as of yesterday, it was all underwater, which is insane to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, I got a feeling they're going to have a rough summer because the snowpack out west is as thick as it's been for many years, and it's been really cold, and the melt really hasn't even started in any kind of earnest yet. So I don't know. There's going to be a lot of water that's still on the way from the west, and we'll have to see how this Army Corps of Engineers and these guys can handle it. But it's going to be a wild summer, I think.
I believe so. Yesterday, when the sun came out, there was so much standing water on the ground that it was actually a solid 10 to 20 degrees warmer at knee height than it was at my head height. There was actually heat radiating off the reflection of the moisture in the sunlight.
That's crazy. Crazy. All right, hey, what do you got going this weekend? You going to see any music? You should come out and meet me at Fretboard and see Andrew and Jason. These guys are great.
Yeah, you said that's at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can get out there, I certainly will. My big obligation this weekend is Andy Ream, of course, of the Hootenhollers. They just left for tour yesterday. And then his girlfriend, Brandon, I believe, is going to Atlanta for the weekend. So I'm going to be babysitting their little dog.
That's all right. Irma, I think, is her dog's name. She's a sweet girl.
Yes, she is. She's a wild one. But
yeah, she's wild.
It'll be fun. I don't have a dog of my own, so I've taken the liberty to be the resident dog man amongst my people.
My family is driving today out to somewhere south of Kansas City, probably going to come back with a puppy.
Oh, good. What kind of puppy?
He's like a Australian Shepherd Border Collie type.
Oh, great!
Dog.
So a real smart one.
Yeah,
one
they're smart and they got a lot of energy, and I can run around with my kids out in the. Yeah. On the property there and catch weasels or something.
Yeah, you don't drive that far just to look.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, you're coming home with a dog. Yeah. So, anyway, okay. Hey, Justin, are you performing this weekend or no?
I am not. You know, with everything being underwater, this is. I would assume I would be down at Cooper's or Catfish this weekend.
Yeah, you were going to be at the station house.
Yeah, that's Andrew. They had a show. When was it?
Sunday.
That was supposed to be Sunday. These guys were supposed to be playing at Catfish Katie's down there at the station house, but they. Like you say, they're underwater as well. So,
yep. But I think the next thing I got coming up, I'll be playing with the Daves on the 18th of this month for the Blues in the Schools benefit.
Oh, cool!
I think we've been doing that for about 3 years running now. So.
Yeah, that's a great project.
So we'll be there. I actually just learned of that about 6 o'clock this morning. Actually, so I'm not even sure where that's going to be. I know it was at. Oh, shoot, not Logboat, the Flat Branch last year, I think.
All right. All right, dude. Well,
Lord, I don't know. All right.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for calling, and I'll catch up with you later. Hopefully we can get together maybe for happy hour, and then we'll go see these guys.
Yeah, sounds good to me, Mike. Later.
All right, hang tough. Later. All right, that's, once again, my main man, Justin Hickerson, great drummer and a great friend, and he's now become my regular guest on Friday mornings. He calls in and gives us sort of the rundown. So, all right, back in the studio now to Andrew. You know, we were talking about you doing production and engineering and stuff for a long time, and I know you have an eye for equipment because sometimes you post pictures of them. And even though I don't know what a lot of that stuff is, I'm fascinated by some of the equipment. Tell me a little bit of some of this equipment porn. I want you to talk about some. Oh. You got some here at the station, too.
Yeah, I know. I saw your tape machines in the, like the library, I guess.
Yeah, back in the library.
The records.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some old equipment that I used when I made this last record. I had this Neotech Series 3 console, like made in 83, and they had one at the studio in Chicago in their B room, so I saw it reasonable price years ago and was able to get a hold of it. And I used that on the record, you know. I don't know, I'm just kind of, I dig that old sound and stuff, but there's also like a whole like in the forest, in the woods kind of mentality too. Mm. I kind of like stuff that's not perfect sounding also, you know.
Yeah, do you use different like mics for different effects and things
sure,
like that?
Sure. Different polar patterns and stuff.
Huh. All right, cool. Yeah. All right. When you travel with a band, what's the makeup of the band typically? Are you looking to put another band together?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have friends that have, you know, given me the, hey, if you need a drummer for this show, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got lucky. We got the show in St. Louis at the end of the month at the Old Rock House for opening for Dylan LeBlanc.
Nice.
And his record just came out today, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard him or not.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. And so I was like, great, you know, I can get a couple more guys together and have a band. And they're like, no, it's fine, just like open as a solo duo. I'm like, okay, well, it saves time
right. And
worry. But yeah, I have a bunch of friends. And St. Louis, there's a bunch of like musicians that are so talented. It's a small like group of people.
Pretty tight group.
Yeah, well, not really small, but like everyone knows kind of.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, so it's cool.
You know, it's,
and everyone's really nice.
Columbia's a lot like that. Maybe it's an extension of that. In fact, there are a lot of St. Louis original players who kind of make their home here in Columbia now.
Yeah.
Justin was just talking about the Hootenhollers, who are friends of ours, and those guys are St. Louis guys initially.
Yeah, now.
And Kelly Everett's, hangs out with Pokey Lafarge and those guys, uh-huh. And her husband,
Ryan,
I think, Ryan,
right?
Kenney.
Yeah, I've met Ryan a few times and hung out with him.
Yeah, another great musician.
Lafarge, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, who do you like, though? Who are you seeing these days that, or who you listen to that you like?
Well, let's see.
Well, we've had on in the van, man. We've had.
Yeah, what do you listen to when you're traveling?
Well, a couple of years ago, we listened to the same record for like 10 hours, which is kind of...
Everybody's going to laugh at us if we tell them.
Yeah. What's been listened to lately, though?
Man, David Ramirez.
Oh, yeah, David Ramirez.
Ton of David Ramirez.
No, not familiar.
Oh, man, yeah. He's...
He should be huge. I mean, he's already like blown up now, I think.
Yeah.
Good songwriter from Texas, I think.
Yeah, he's from down in Texas.
His newest record, it's got pictures of two like...
80s looking...
Grandmas dancing around on the cover, and the music's the... quite opposite.
I gotta write it down.
It's David, really good.
David Ramirez. Yeah, basically anything you listen to him, it's gonna be great, but his new record's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
And where's he from?
I think Texas.
Texas. Yeah, I think Austin area. Now, anyway. I don't know if he's originally from there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
really
gosh,
good.
What else?
Pine Grove?
Pine Grove, yeah.
Have you heard of them?
Not another one I'm not familiar
they're
with.
They're kind of like indie rock and a little twangy.
Yeah.
They're from New Jersey. They've got two records out, and it's awesome.
Been listening to Marie Lepanto.
Familiar with that.
Are you?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
yeah. Really Will Johnson's
stuff.
Amazing. I love Centromatic and St. Gabriel and basically Gabriel. Everything that
right,
guy's done.
Right on.
Yeah, that's good.
He's involved with some great projects for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
And then, last year when we were out, we listened to Kings of Leon.
Like their country record.
What is the name of that album?
Come Around Sundown.
Come Around Sundown. Yeah, we probably listened to that like 200 times. I don't know what it is,
but... Going Down South song,
When you're driving.
We were in the desert, and then just the landscape.
Yeah.
So.
You got any touring coming up?
Yeah, let's see. After today, we're going to be at Kansas City tomorrow.
Right.
And then also Sunday, and then... Couple days off, and then you got it on your phone?
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
So I can look at it.
Cool, mine's over there in the window.
Yeah,
we have like a whole month pretty much.
Well, you've been traveling like crazy, it seems like.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been kind of following you.
Just,
you've been all over the
at
place.
At the point where it's just all in or not, you know? So let's see. Okay. So on the 12th, we're in Wichita, then Lawrence, Kansas, Norman, Oklahoma. We're doing like a house listening room thing in Watonga, Oklahoma, Amarillo, a couple days in Albuquerque. Alpine, Texas, El Paso, Texas, Fort Stockton, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, St. Louis, and then Alton, Illinois for this month. And then I've got some stuff coming up in July. I'm just trying to get a few more shows lined up before I start.
How do you go about booking shows? You just kind of look for venues? Or you got friends in places? Or
A few friends, but it's mostly, I mean, it's 98%.
Just making
all
phone
myself,
calls and sending,
and just
and
making
dark.
It happen, man. Calling places.
Does the web help a lot with that these days? Can
it
you
does.
Like send people an MP3 and an email or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, you can send like a email, of course, with all your stuff, but it's also way easier, I've found, to just cold call. you know, on the phone with someone's voice that people are afraid to do.
Yeah.
People are afraid, even to order pizza, people are afraid to do that.
Right. You don't want to talk to anybody, right?
But it's great. You know, it's just fast, it's on the spot. And then you, like, actually already have a relationship established.
Absolutely.
And then, you know.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let me look at time. I want to get at least two more from you, so let's do
that
another song.
Great. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Let me do a little talk before I play this one. Is that cool?
Absolutely. You can set this one up, and I'll let people know they're listening to Andrew Ryan in the studio here with me. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
Yeah, so this song is the title track off my new album coming up called Wild Terrain. And, you know, it's just life can be kind of wild sometimes. So the last 3-4 years has been kind of insane for me personally. I had one of my best friends actually was out in the city one night and invited me. It was around the Olympics 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed home. My daughter wanted me to stay home. So I was like, okay, sure. Kind of a weird feeling. Stayed in anyways. He went out with two of his friends. And there was like a ex-boyfriend with one of his friends who like showed up and kind of murdered two of the three of the guys.
No kidding.
One guy survived. So he tried to kill them all three. So that was a pretty big turning point for me. That's when I was like, what am I doing with my life? You know, because we were in construction together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to travel to the Midwest and stay in awful hotels and drink after work, you know, and complain about it. You know,
I know it well.
All that stuff. And so that was a big turning point for sure. And then there's just been all this other stuff, too, going on. And not to get too heavy or dark, but it kind of went there. But so this song is, this whole album is just kind of about that. About the landscape, I guess, of my life, I would consider it a wild terrain. So with that, we'll go ahead and start.
Broken would be, and nothing's the same.
broken would be, and nothing's the same. So could you tell me who it is to blame?
All right, now we got more clapping going on because I got my friend Diana Moxon here in the studio with me, and people should stick around and keep the radio dial here tuned into 89.5 FM because Diana will be coming on the air in about 20 minutes or so with Speaking of the Arts, and she will cover a lot of the things that are happening tonight for First Friday and I guess a lot of the other things that are happening in the art scene. So normally we would go through a rundown of things that are happening around town, and I don't have a whole lot of time to do it, but we'll try to sneak it in here real fast. And let's see, it looks like tonight at the Blue Note, you've got Seattle Royale 2019 with tribute sets to Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, and Nirvana. That's my wheelhouse, all that old grunge stuff from Seattle.
That's where I came up from, definitely.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Although that probably won't be the show. That's all right. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, that's happening at the Blue Note tonight. Tomorrow you got Trey Crowder live along with Drew Morgan and Corey Ryan. Let's see, at Rose tonight, Fried Crawdaddies for happy hour tonight. That'll be a lot of fun. That happens at 5 o'clock. Maybe catch the Crawdaddies for an hour and then go down to Fretboard and check out Andrew Ryan, who'll be playing at 6 o'clock down there. Fried Crawdaddies will be here on the program with me next week, as a matter of fact. We'll have the whole gang here, I think five or six guys in the studio, so we'll have to see how that works out, but that'll be fun. And that'll happen next Friday. And tonight, once again, Fried Crawdaddy is a happy hour, 5 o'clock. A little bit later tonight, Cody Canada and The Departed will be playing at Rose, and they will be helped out by the Schuller Pranger and the Dirt Road Junkies. Not familiar with that act. And then tomorrow night, you got One More Round, which is a tribute to Johnny Cash. That'll be hosted by KOPN's own Woody Atkins, which will be a fun show tomorrow night at Rose. All right, looks like Cafe Berlin. You've got, nothing going on tonight or tomorrow, it doesn't look like, at Berlin. I mentioned that Cooper's is underwater. We mentioned that the Station House at Catfish Katie's is underwater, unfortunately, for our guest today because he had a show scheduled there on Sunday. But you got something else going on Sunday. What's that?
We're going to be in Kansas City on the River Trade Radio program.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess like a brother or sister station, basically, you know?
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, right on.
It'll be in the morning, yeah.
All right, cool. And let's see. I guess the Roachport store, I think they are open. You can see Open Road tonight and Hertzickle Fade tomorrow, but I think you might want to give them a call and see how close the water is because they're sandbagging and all kinds of stuff happening down there by the river, and it has been now for quite some time. And I don't think the water's... Luckily, the rain sort of stopped. So anyway, good luck to everybody down there by the river. I know it's a real tough time when you got water coming like that. There's nothing like water to screw things up, man. And if there's a way, it'll find a way. So anyway, good luck and appreciate all the help out there. I live in Roachport, actually. Luckily, I'm a little bit higher ground, and everyone's been trying to help everybody out over there for the last few weeks. And I think we all appreciate it. So, all right. Yes. Andrew Ryan, by the way, playing tonight at Fretboard Cafe. Mentioned that a couple times, but that's going to go down at 6 o'clock. We've had Andrew in the studio with us the great majority of the program here. We got another 15 minutes or so. What else do I want to talk to you about? You have any other projects that you're involved with, Andrew, other than your own stuff?
I've got a friend of mine that's been making a record that started a couple of years ago. It's getting kicked back up, but other than that, not really. Just focusing on playing as many shows as possible, and
All right, and you're a family man too. You mentioned that you have a daughter.
Yes. She will be 9 next month, and we're going to be in Colorado for her birthday. So that's awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is she like your music, or does she play anything herself?
She plays piano and can sing, but she wants to be an animator. She draws a lot.
Very cool.
Yeah, she. I'm sure she thinks what I'm doing is lame, you know. Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's at a great age about that.
It doesn't matter what we do. Yeah. Our kids think we're lame, I think. Yeah. It doesn't matter, you know, who we are, what you do.
I can do a backflip. She'd be like,
right, exactly.
Big deal. Sold on YouTube.
I remember my... I've got a couple sons, and they also don't think much of my friends. And I remember one time when my oldest son was quite young, and I was telling him about a friend of mine. His name was Kent Stedman, who's unfortunately no longer with us. And I was saying what a great guy this guy was, and how cool he was, and how smart he was, and what an inspiration he was to me, and all this stuff. And my son looked at me and he said, "Can he ride a unicycle?" With like disdain.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
said, "Well, I don't think so." And he's like, "You know, what good is it?"
Yeah, that's the measure of man right there.
Yeah.
That's
great. So anyway, that's what our kids put us through, right? So think about it if you're going to have those little guys running around your house, all right? Okay. We got time for one more, but I got a couple more things I want to ask you. What's the favorite show you've ever seen musically? You got any top couple shows?
Let's see. I've seen Dolls a few times in St. Louis, like at Off Broadway, where I was like 10 feet away from the stage.
Awesome.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like 6 years ago, maybe. I don't know. I don't really have a certain favorite show. I mean, I like so much music and so many different types.
Do you still see a lot of live music other than
Yeah, I haven't so much lately, but yeah, I just saw my friends in St. Louis, Les Gruff and the Billy Goat. I don't know if you're hip to those guys.
Nuh-uh.
It's like a six-piece.
Man, good like honky-tonk.
Yeah,
band,
yeah.
For sure.
Like, they're all really, really good. Guitar, fiddle. Like, it's a really, really good band to check out.
Well, I was going to ask you, my other question was if there was anyone that you might suggest that I have on the show.
Those guys for sure. Yeah, and I've got a few other friends, too, that are really good in St. Louis. Nick Gussman, you should check him out. And then my other friend, Bobby Stevens, I did some touring with.
Yeah, Bobby.
He just
great.
Had a EP come out recently.
Yeah.
And Nick had a record came out last year. It's really good stuff.
Cool. Yeah, we'll check him out for sure. What about you, Jason? You got anything coming up?
No, not right now. Just out with this guy.
Just hanging out with
for
him.
The next few months. Yeah.
Yeah, he came from Albuquerque.
Yeah, I hang my hat in Albuquerque.
Is that right?
Now. Yeah, so I moved out there about 5 years ago.
That's a neat town.
And, yeah, it's a cool town,
right,
man.
Right at the base of those mountains there. Yeah. It just blows up.
Love
right
it.
From there.
Yeah. Love it. Super fun, super eclectic. You know, tons of...
great art scene.
Yeah, great art scene. Music's a little different there. Yeah. But, you know, there's plenty of stuff to do. Plenty of stuff to see and... you know, get to come out with this guy, so.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I'm excited to see you guys tonight. I'm going to have you play one more song for us, cool. And then we'll wrap it up. But one more time, everybody, check out Andrew Ryan and his buddy Jason Ray here. They'll be playing tonight at Fretboard at 6 o'clock, and then a couple other shows in Kansas City tomorrow and Sunday. So great opportunity to see some great live music and some great live musicians, as opposed to dead ones. All right. So we will hear one more now. What do you got for us, Andrew?
Yeah, this is another new song on the new record. It's called The Loneliest.
All right. Once again, Andrew Ryan. You listen to it here. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Saturday night under the moon, there's a winter white rose in bloom, and I just worked an old whole night just to fight with you. Sometimes when I feel loneliest, and sometimes when I feel loneliest with you, with outside at night and under the stars, there's a winter light grows in the yard. And I just worked an whole night just to fight with you. Sometimes when I feel loneliest, and sometimes when I feel loneliest, sometimes when I feel loneliest, and sometimes when I feel loneliest with you, with you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Andrew. Thank you so much, Jay.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And you can catch these guys and see it for yourselves tonight, 6 o'clock at the Fretboard Coffee. And it's going to be a lot of fun. First Friday, lots of great music out, lots of great things happening tonight. Get out there and enjoy it. Got a beautiful day, beautiful night tonight. And it looks like the weather's going to be nice all weekend. And yeah, can't wait to see you. I'm looking forward to tonight. What do you got going the rest of the afternoon? Maybe we can hook up a little bit later and I can show you the sights.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do that. And yeah, good to talk to you. And we'll be in touch in just a little bit.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
You bet. All right. That is Andrew Ryan. And once again, Andrew Ryan tonight at Fretboard Coffee, 6 o'clock. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We've got about 7 minutes left of the program here. We'll wrap things up in a few minutes with another one from Andrew Ryan, but it'll be a recorded piece of material that comes from his previously released record called Across Currents from 2017. I will tell you that next week we will have the Fried Crawdaddies here with me on the program. I've also got confirmation from Justin, who we just spoke to on the phone a little bit ago. Justin's going to come in on the 21st and play some of his solo material. Most people know Justin Hickerson as a drummer, but he's also a quite talented guitar player and songwriter. So he's going to play some of his material for us, and we'll get to see a side of Justin that most people don't see that often, all right? So that's coming up in a couple weeks. I'm trying to get Steph Foley to come down here and play some music for us. John Thomas, Nick Gorham, Samantha Furkey's going to be back, wonderful jazz singer, sometime beginning of July, I think. Dylan Walsh from Ireland. Who knows who else? We'll get Dave Durnley back here one of these days. And, yeah. That's about it, I guess. So enjoy the evening. Once again, on the website, you can find information about me and the previous guests on this program and others at www.mikehagan, M-I-K-E-H-A-G-A-N, mikehagan.com. Yeah, all the programs are up there in the archives, and if you miss this one or any other ones, you can go there and download them and share them with your friends and all that stuff, okay? All right, I hope things are going great for you and you enjoy this weekend. Come out and see us at Fretboard tonight. Andrew will be playing, lots going around town. Say hi, I'll say hello to you, and cheers, everybody. Stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. We're going to hear one more from Andrew Ryan. This one is called Gwyneth. I'll be home.
in time before you're grown. When it's don't mind, these currents to your heart.